listening to the Street 16 podcast.
My good friend, Mr. Marco Valencia.
What is the problem with black Jesus?
Marco.
Marco Valencia.
Thoughts, feelings, and comments made by Marco Valencia are not a reflection of the Street 16 podcast.
Damn. Marco Valencia.
Look, don't worry about shit.
Why, Marco?
And I'm going to get paid.
Marco.
You from Virginia.
Marco Valencia.
I'm milk your insurance.
And that's how you would handle it, so, as Marco.
That's against the law.
I don't. You can say, hey, I spent 2 hours with Marco.
Old jokes are welcome.
This girl doesn't like me.
Damn. The greatest celebration is to be humble.
Because look, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
And I'm going to split the money with you.
Marco.
Hell no. They pick on me at
school.
And
that's a problem for them.
And I know we on air. I know we being recorded.
Your struggle and their struggle are different.
The greatest celebration is to be humble.
Okay, if I'm going to get bullied, I'm going to punch a nigga in the face.
Marco Valencia.
Damn.
And I'm done.
You are now listening to the Street 16 Podcast.
Peace and greetings. One member of the podcast cannot be here today because they are in the hospital. One member of this podcast needs to make a public apology, and it's not Marco this time. One member of the podcast is recently single. And one member of this podcast was once recently attacked by a troll on social media, and we were debating how to respond, if at all.
I don't like the math on none of that. I don't like the math on any of that.
I switched my mind on that like 3 or 4 times, and I guess that's okay if I was voting for a Supreme Court nominee, but not good as a radio host. -5. Now, welcome to the Street 16 Podcast. It's been 2 weeks since our last podcast, but I'm happy to be here with you today, even though tomorrow is my last big day of the year. More on that in a minute. But first, allow me to introduce myself. I am your four-time baby daddy, underground hip-hop icon, and author of Voiceless, the Journal of Underground Starving Artists, Michael Barkley. Some might know me as Naughty here. Either one is fine. And to my left is the sister that recently told me that she bikini waxes men.
Yes. Yes.
And we sat there in a awkward silence as if she didn't expect me to say what?
Chuma Chuma, y'all.
All right, it's Chuma Chuma, y'all, the spiritual warrior. Always a rebel and an acquired taste. Highly flavored and favored. Because I speak truth and I am love. I'm the owner of Fire and Ice, mobile and pop-up massage studio. So let the healing begin.
All right, Chuma Chuma, y'all. And Jeff mentioned once before that massage therapists have the worst clientele. What do you think about that?
Think so.
I don't think so.
It was Jeff.
Again.
It was Jeff.
Massage therapy or massage parlor? Two different things.
Massage therapist or masseuse?
Right.
Okay.
I feel like masseuse probably has the worst lot of telephone.
So I have a follow-up question. Do the men yell? Do they flinch? Do they jump?
Sometimes. Like, you know, when you're massaging, you release the same hormones that you would in sex. So sometimes a man might get aroused, you know, and that's a natural thing. Like, I'm a professional, so it doesn't bother me. But, you know, some men get embarrassed, and that's what happens. But, you know, it's a sexual feeling. So you will get the flinching. You will get the movement. You will get the moaning. And it's not just from the men.
Pause. And to my right, I'm very happy to have two melanated women in the building with me. It's the Young Black Mermaid, fresh off of birthday week. Keith Crawford is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, y'all. Good to be back. Yes, my birthday was all the way lit. I did a whole bunch of stuff I ain't had no business doing. Won't say it because my mom listens to the show.
Wow.
So,
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
I was there, Mom. I got the footage.
I was not.
You was there for some of it.
Anyway.
Next. And to my right, is the brother that has a whole lot happening in his life right now. He still managed to make it to the studio almost on time. Jeff almost. McCourt. What's up, brother?
What's really good, man? It's great to be back. How's everybody doing today?
You are good, man. Yeah. You are good. He I'm got trying. The purple and green and black Pittsburgh Steelers hat. Did they win this weekend?
We did win this weekend. Okay. A lot of major wins this weekend.
Who you?
Show on your team.
Packers.
Oh yeah, so we are two. No. As a panel, we are 2-2.
Are you really?
Yeah.
The Packers so, lost.
No, Packers won. No, Packers won last night. I won last night. Both of y'all took an L this weekend.
This is going to be a problem.
Well, I don't have a team. What? My team is the Republicans.
We always, okay. We always win. Those G-men took a whole L.
If I'm so disappointed in your team, who do you think that my team is?
The rival.
We got many rivals. We have Cowboys, we have Minnesota, and we have Chicago.
In your division.
And the Republicans.
I'm a Chicago fan.
What?
Bear down.
Yo, this is
going
to be tough.
This is going to be interesting.
At the end of the day, I love you, sis.
That's
okay?
Right.
All right.
We can have healthy competition, though.
All right.
All right. Before we go to break, acronyms. I got my acronym game.
Okay.
And my first acronym, I'm going to go to you, Jeff, because I think he might notice. But you've heard of pH balance?
Right.
What does the pH stand for in pH balance?
What does the pH stand for? Okay, so you got bases and acids. 7 is neutral. I know everything about pH balance, but I don't know what the pH stands
for. Do you know?
Phosphorus something?
I can't remember. Yeah, it's something in hydrogen. Because it's all about the amount of hydrogen.
Potential for hydrogen.
Yeah.
Potential for hydrogen?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, wait till you read the letter I'm writing for you. Yes.
Oh, God.
+5.
And, is it lit?
Oh, man, it's okay. Lit. And for those of you who don't know, I love reading my own writing more than I love listening to my own voice.
Oh, okay, so this letter gonna be lit.
Oh man, it's gonna
she
be.
She gonna get in the school, she ready.
It's gonna be amazing. I'll give you a tease right after this break. Pause, this is the Street 16 Podcast.
Ow. 3, 4. I'm like the notion, dead hunchback. Walk until I get to the place where they hung Jesus Christ on the cross. Runaway slave, have not caught up on rap. But nobody cares where you're from till you go back. A whole lot of cats in the hood don't even know that. The skies is the limit. Fitness, so they hold back. I know that. Cause I'm probably one of them. But some of them try hard, but too scored to come back. So, peace. We're back. Street 16 Podcast. Mike Barcliff, Chuma Chuma, Keith Crawford, Jay Wonder. And,
for as long as this podcast has been in existence, my brother Jeff has averaged about 3 jobs per week. And he got to leave quickly to get to one of those jobs today. So I'm going to go right to my brother. When we was on a conference call, he mentioned about 4 topics. One is Fortnite. One is Will Smith being a genie. One is elders versus olders. And one is Pixel earbuds that translate in real time.
Which one
you want to go to? I'm going to throw it to you, my brother.
I'll start off with, let's get into this Aladdin thing. As many of you may know or have witnessed with what, The Jungle Book and upcoming Mulan film. I know they have remastered The Lion King to be a live action film. Disney is, or Beauty and the Beast came out. Was it Jennifer Lawrence? Was she Belle?
It was,
I'm pretty sure it was Jennifer Lawrence. But they are... No. Never mind. It was the girl from Harry Potter. Right? Anyway, they're retooling all of the Disney movies into live action. And the newest one to be released on May of 2019 is Aladdin. I think the big whoop about it to me... one, I have kids, so, you know, they enjoy stuff like that. But two... the casting of the movie, the genie of the lamp will be performed by none other than the illustrious Will Smith, which I think is, you couldn't have cast that better with the absence of Robin Williams, you know, with his untimely passing. But really excited for that. I think it's going to be dope.
Wow, why do we feel about Will? Why is it good that he's the genie?
Well, he hasn't been funny since Hitch. Uh-huh. I mean, outside
he's
of social media,
of
he's hilarious.
Roles.
Yeah, he's taking a lot of serious roles.
And he's failed at those roles.
No, not at all.
No, he has not.
Not at all.
The concussion movie was good?
What's the last thing you did? It was Bright, right?
The concussion movie. I thought that was the CTE movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. I thought the one where
Ali
was dope.
He did the Netflix. You like Bright?
You like Ali?
Seven Pounds was good.
That movie Bright. Like Seven
Bright
Pounds.
Was everything.
Oh, slow Bright. Clap. That brought the slow clap back. But yeah, it's been a lot of serious roles. And the last one I remember being funny was Hitch.
Okay.
He's hilarious on social media. He's a personality all his own, you know, in real life. And I think that quick wittedness that he has is gonna lend a lot to that role.
Go ahead,
hopefully.
No, I'm just shaking my head, piggybacking, because I completely agree. Like I said, the last movie that I've seen, I think, and that was his last one, was Bright, which I absolutely love, but it was a very serious movie. It touched on a lot of points, and it's like, I can't really remember the last thing that I've seen where he was just being, you know, funny. And it's like, and that movie Aladdin, like, I'm a Disney kid all day. So I've been liking a lot of the live action remakes of these movies that I was obsessing over as a kid. And I think it's going to be nice to see him do something funny again that's lighthearted.
Okay. Devil's Advocate, but maybe not. The magical Negro as the assistant in the movie, that archetype that's been done in Hollywood. Tuma, anything on that?
I mean, I'm the rebel. I'm not a fan of Disney. I've never been, so it's just kind of hard for me to even relate on this subject. But, of course, how I'm looking at it, I do kind of feel like... it's always that buck dancing role. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I wouldn't even really know how to explain it right now, where I guess you all can kind of get the concept.
Well, Will's in IMDb, he has some diversity, but you think that argument's not about...
But Will Smith wasn't originally playing the role.
Yeah, we were talking about Bagger Vance Part 2.
Robin Williams was the genie first.
Right.
So, which one is it? Are we going to be upset that... they're mixing up the roles, or we're not going to be upset? Because before it's like, oh, they never let black people do this. And it's like, now finally we're doing it. And then we're kind of like pointing the finger because he's the genie.
Yeah, I never care. But, I never care. You know, I feel like we should always just be identified as ourselves versus trying to fit into their world and their structure.
But this is a cartoon remake that's live action.
I've never been a fan of Disney.
I'm gonna take a different avenue on that.
Never cared much for it.
Let's big up the fact that we're talking about a movie set in the Middle East and we are casting brown and black people in these roles. Because the other conversation would be, oh, look at Disney.
Whitewashing and appropriating.
You know what? It has always been what it was. Just me personally, I just don't carry the weight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I guess it would. Okay, let me get out of myself and stop being selfish.
Uh-huh.
I do have grandchildren. So it would be nice for them to see someone that they recognize, someone that looks like them, someone of color, you know what I'm saying, or melanin, to represent that role. So, yeah, that is a positive. But, I mean, it just does nothing for me because I just don't really even care.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
But look,
speaking of appropriation, though, let's put smoke to fire with this Fortnite thing.
Go ahead.
So there have been a lot of claims as of late that Fortnite, the video game that's, you know, the biggest craze right now as far as gaming is concerned, is making money appropriating hip-hop dances.
Right.
In Fortnite, you can customize your character with outfits, and you can pick a dance for them to do.
And they charge you for that.
Right, and they charge you for that. And a lot of the dances that they do are taken from the internet. A lot of the dances on the internet are hip-hop-based dances. The shoot and Millie Whopping, like, and these characters do all of these dances. So if you're having to pay money, and they're saying on average, your average gamer spends right around $90 accumulatively on this free video game, you know, is it appropriation? Is that us making much ado about
I'm
nothing?
I'm going to let Key go first, unless, Jeff, you have an opinion.
Key's the gamer. I don't have an opinion. I just wanted to put it out there.
I think that... ooh, we grasping at straws here. Everything should not be a reason to get upset. Mm-hmm. I'm black. If I want my character to Millie Rock, then it's Millie. I want it to Millie Rock. Like, I'm going to pay my little $3 or whatever. Like, we make everything a thing. And what you said was everything that's viral is what's you know, being picked up by the game. It's just good marketing. This, they didn't say, oh, we're just going to pick out the black people dances. We just picking out what's popular right now. And if the shoop is what's popular, it's a good business move to make your character be able to do that because everybody's going to buy it.
Chance the Rapper and the other guy, J.B. Smoove or something. I don't know these people's names.
The comedian?
And I'm pretty sure.
No, the dancer. He got a dance. He got the dance that everybody be doing. You know that dance.
His name, what's his name? Yeah, that's it.
What's his name? Jay something?
You got me, bro.
All right, whatever his
but
name.
But if the Boot Scoop Boogie was viral right now, then guess what? The characters would be doing that, but it's not because we lit. We dance well. So that's what's going viral.
Well, they reached out and they said that they do want to talk. And one of them said that they are in negotiations to get paid off of that and have them use their song.
Well, there you go.
But they made $300 million off of it in the month of May of 2018. Off of the dance money, not just the whole Fortnite. $300 million.
Just off the dance money?
Just off the dance money. Just off the upsells.
Black Magic.
But you okay. Said that gravity.
Tuma, you want
to
go?
But at what point do we allow ourselves to be mainstream? At what point is it okay to for black culture to be as big as it is without us wanting to take it back, and you know what I mean?
And that's the problem. Which one is it? Do we want people to accept
us?
Right.
All everything we fought, civil rights and everything, was to be inclusive.
That is the problem, is wanting to be accepted by other people.
I think that's right.
And that's the issue, period. Like, we could just do what we do, but see, even if you all had history and knowledge of Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying? We were doing our own thing. But we didn't do our own thing off us. They made us rich until they realized they made us rich. And then when they realized they made us rich, they had to go to destroy whatever we had because we couldn't have that.
But that's going to trickle down into the bigger argument of who had it right. Was it Marcus? Was it, you know, Malcolm? Or was it Martin? You know what I mean? And that's kind of where all this leads back to. So being that we're here and it's 2018... Do we want everything back? Are we all moving? Are we all jumping on the boat moving? No, or are we moving forward as an American culture?
But see, the thing about it is this. Okay, it's not saying that we want to take anything back, but it's saying like we should rightfully be the owners of what we own. Because whatever we have is always taken, and the profit is made to send their children to college.
You know what I was...
You know what I'm saying?
If I could just say that what I feel about this, okay, personally. I don't care that much about it, honestly. I don't talk about cultural appropriations in the sense of I'm offended by it, ever, when it's in the lexicon of this, that. I only talk about it on a podcast. But because it seems that it's important to other people. Now, when it happened to me, I took action. Because I feel like the talk about it, when it happens to a random celebrity out there, and you sitting on your couch and you talk about it, I think that's a lot of your ego. You want to talk to make yourself feel better about your argument, which you may have the high ground on. I don't think that's active enough. I'm not going to spend that much time talking about it from the sidelines. But if you remember the story when it happened to me, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I can share the story, but when it happened to me, I was very adamant, if you remember that.
Right.
Because I don't want to participate in that, but also I know it goes on, and when it goes on, it don't move my meter.
So I think to wrap this up, let's not be outraged and jump on Facebook and yada, yada, yada. Go get your paper. If Vans can go get, you know what I mean, let's take the color out of it. If Vans can go get the damn Daniel kid and sign him a contract and make more money off the fact, damn Daniel, like, you know what I mean? Go get your paper. If Chance and old boy are going to go get their money, go get your money. Let's not sit and talk about it and be outraged all the fucking
time. Right,
but
one thing about this is that you are not allowed to patent dance moves and gestures. Diamond Dallas Page, I believe that's his name, a wrestler.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He sued Jay-Z.
For the Rock.
For the Rock
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And Jay-Z apparently settled an undisclosed amount, you know what I mean? Michael Jackson had a situation where his people wanted him to patent the moonwalk. He was not allowed to do it. he just was allowed to patent moonwalk shoes.
Right.
So that's the catch on that. But we're going to come back to this because okay. we got two more topics that I listed. And we'll let Key decide which ones she want to jump on. I'll remind you which ones they are. And I am going to respond in detail to the Will Smith debate in writing after the podcast. We'll be right back after this break. Street 16 Podcast. Boys.
Well, we going to talk. We can talk about the haves and the have-nots. Well, let me tell you who I am, man. I never had money, never had cars, never had jewelry, never lived large, never been famous, blinking with stars. Man, I ain't never even had a good job, never had houses, never had land, never had everything I wear named brand. Rocker with Fat Farm, Jordans, Tens. Never had a Lex Coupe, Beamer, or a Benz. Never had TVs and cars with rims. Never had that kind of money to spend. Never drink Louis, never pop Chris. But never mind that, this is have not shit. I ain't never, ever, ever in my whole life ever, ever, ever lived like this before. I ain't never, ever, ever in my whole life never, ever, ever lived like this before. But I seen a whole lot of trouble, whole lot of stress, whole lot of pressure, whole lot of tests, whole lot of snakes, a whole lot of pests. See, you got yourself in a whole lot of mess. A whole lot of cops on a whole lot of blocks. A whole lot of niggas with a whole lot of locks. In and out, moving in a whole lot of spots. A whole lot of nothing, man, we the have-nots. A whole lot of bills, that's a whole lot late. A whole lot of hearts and souls not straight. A whole lot of dirt and a whole lot of hurt. A whole lot of deadbeat dads out of work. A whole lot of underage bitches in skirts. Walk with a twist and fuck with a jerk. A whole lot of diamonds.
Peace, we're back. Street 16 Podcast. Everybody, if you can pick up a copy of Daddy's Dream, it's the story of a young man's struggle to get out of the hustling game and take care of his daughter. It's called Daddy's Dream by my brother Kevin Anderson. Check out the Street 16 Podcast. The Street 16 Magazine website. You'll see a write-up and a review written by me where I review the brother's book. He will be on the podcast in the upcoming weeks. Daddy's Dream by Kevin Anderson. Now, we left off talking about Fortnite, cultural appropriations, and Will Smith playing a genie. But before we continue, do you know what the acronym JASON stands for? I'm going to go to Chuma first. Jason, do you know what the acronym JASON stands for?
I do not.
Jeff, any guesses? Key? A hint is it's a measurement of time. No? All right. Well, we'll go to, we got elders versus olders and Pixel earbuds that translate in real time.
The earbuds.
Earbuds. Key says the earbuds. All right. So, you want to start it?
Nail shop's going to be lit. I'm going to know exactly what they're saying. No, I'm just kidding.
What you just saying about my feet?
What you say?
I was wondering what we going to use it for.
No, but to be honest with you, like, I really do feel like it'll just be a helpful tool. Like, especially, you know what, for Dan or whoever got a problem with those other foreigners speaking crazy, go and buy you one. Mm. So now you don't have to worry about being afraid or being fearful of what they saying. You
gotta
know what I mean?
Come here and speak American.
Right. Now you don't have to. Pop your earbuds in since you're so pressed that they're speaking their language. And then now you can be nosy and know what they say and have a great day.
The cab drivers, the foreign cab drivers that are
probably minding their business and talking to their family member about sending money home or their grandkids or whatever, but everybody's so pressed to know what somebody else is talking about. So instead of, because you don't know, you get offended.
So how much they cost, Jeff, you know?
I have no idea.
They were $49.99. No, they were $149.99.
That's still
for
cheap.
For $59.99, that ass can get Rosetta Stone. And not be the only, we cannot be the only nation in the world who only knows one language probably done early.
Chuma, you speak more than one language?
No, I mean, I speak a little French, I speak a little Swahili, but not enough to carry on the conversation.
Can you give us something, please, in either one of those languages?
I cannot.
Minus five. Jason stands for July, August, September, October, November. Minus five. Jason, that's what it stands for.
What's the point to it, though?
Just to see if y'all know. You right.
Mine What's the
right.
point to the acronym, though?
Just to like, see if... Just to,
Jason.
Just,
but at what point, when are they utilizing that?
Oh, it was used
in... the gap in the holiday season?
It's in mythology. It's, you know, Jason and the Argonauts, and it's another Jason in mythology. Yeah.
Okay.
It was used in that. But, yeah, there is a Russian lady that sweeps the apartment hallways. And sometimes I want to follow her around with a pair of earbuds to see what she's talking about.
But why? Why do you care what that woman's talking about?
Because she talks to my son, and she looks at him funny, and, you know.
Does she speak to your son in her language, or does she speak to him in English?
I don't know, but I think she likes him.
You don't know if she speaks to him in her language or she speaks to him in English?
No, I think she speaks about him in a foreign language.
And so even if she is, what benefit would it be that you know?
She might have a dope baklava recipe or something. Like,
no, because he's doing it off the strength of just being nosy. Once again, like I said, people are too pressed to know what somebody else is doing. Like, what purpose now, would it
she's
serve?
She's close, but she's close. She, like, sweeps right outside.
So do you feel like it's a safety issue? Do you feel like your son is at risk for anything? Or is it just you just want to be nosy and know?
No, I think I want to tap in. Is that a euphemism for nosiness?
Yes, it is. That's pretty you just want to be nosy.
Pause.
You know what? No, I think the only reason why I may invest in them because I would like to understand who I'm talking to when it's my money being involved. Because, like, now a lot of companies, they use foreign companies. And it's a language barrier. And I feel like that's why it's a lot of miscommunication because I'm like, what did you say? What?
So, yeah, I think that's the biggest application of that tool overall, though, is commerce.
So that's all I really care about. Like, I'll get a set just so I can say, so you're saying my bill is what? And this is what I'm expecting to pay.
Versus, like, being concerned with what the cab driver is saying when he's not talking to me and he's on his phone. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Unless he's saying, you know, I'm going to pull over and, like, rape this girl. Like, I really don't need to know what he's talking about. But I've never gotten a cab and not felt safe and not gotten to my destination because I'm sitting here. So it's what not
is that?
Really.
Is that Bull Rat when they're in the helicopter talking about the fireworks in New York? The movie Bull Rat? Okay. Well, yeah, I think it's pretty... They're talking about fireworks. We're out in a helicopter talking about fireworks in New York, but they're speaking in Arabic. So it's, you know... Boom, boom!
So,
and it's got, like, everybody's, like, bugging out.
But they're talking about New Year's Eve. Right. Like, having a good conversation.
Really, to be honest, I respect everybody's culture. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that, you know, even when we... I have clients all the time that say, we're in America. They should speak American. No, because that wasn't the original language that came to this land. So allow them to be who they are. Like, when we have people that come here in their culture, let them be in their culture.
I got a question. Wanna...
What is American?
Yeah, well, one, what is American? And two, if English people have a British accent and we have an American accent, why do British people sing and it sounds like they don't have an accent?
Right.
I think it's because of Fergie. The beat. You know, the beat.
Fergie, Ella May, John Smith, Adele. Like, every English artist who sings.
Paul McCartney got a British accent?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think does he sing in a British accent?
Is he an American?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's always bugged me out.
But I just think it's just the beat, though. Like the timing. You know, they don't have time for that extra... Curve, you know, at the end of if I said it right, I didn't offend anybody. You know what I'm saying? Right.
That could be true.
Just the timing of it.
Maybe.
All right, moving on. What was next, Jeff?
What was next? Let's get into this brand new segment that should have been a segment from the day we started. Being that we are called the Street 16. The 16 comes from 16 bars of music and a verse of a rhyme. Or any work for that matter. But I've got a new segment. It's called Ear to the Street 16. You guys know me and my love for music and the art form as a whole. Take it as you will. Write, comment, send all your letters to me if you disagree with me. But I've got a few picks for things that you may want to tap into as far as music is concerned. Jumping right into the New York side of things, them fresh uptowns this week would be The Lost Tape by Ghostface Killah and Beloved by Dave East and Styles P. Both albums I've listened to just as recent as yesterday. I'm a big fan of both of those. You should check them out. Moving down south, for everybody who likes the trap in their mind, Cuervo Huncho just dropped, as well as Drip Harder, Lil Baby and Gunna. Wah, wah, wah. Bitch, I'm a baby. Yeah, if you like the trap in your mind, I would definitely get into those two albums. If you're more of a backpacker and you like lyrics and wordplay and rhyme schemes, Logic just dropped Young Sinatra number 4, YSIV. Really dope album. In addition to just maybe solely for the fact that he was able to get the entire Living Wu-Tang together on a song. So definitely get into that. And Lupe Fiasco's Dragos Waves, really good album. It's a, the overall theme of the album seems to be Middle Passage. So it's pretty dope. There's a lot of symbolism as far as, you know, slave ships and the water and ocean, hence Dragos Wave. So check that out. For all my ratchets out there, Usher Raymond, Usher Baby, just dropped a new album with Fame producer Zaytoven, simply entitled A. Atlanta, of course.
I'm probably
a little bit of R&B and a whole lot of turn up. It's an interesting album. I don't know if it's necessarily my favorite of Usher's works, but it's definitely got a different sound to it. So I would get into that. From the OG side of things, let's talk real quick about the Carter Five. Not a fan. Get into it. I'm not a fan because I don't believe that it's a Carter album. It sounds a lot more like a studio version of the Dedication series of mixtapes that he had. So I was a little let down by that. But, you know, you like Wayne, get into it. Mike.
Why
are you looking
to
like that? How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah, you feel good? Like you woke up on the right side of the bed this morning?
Yeah, I also
you
feel
had a balanced
like,
breakfast?
I also feel like going to break and coming back after this break. I'm just trying to be a millionaire. Up still in here. Staying out partying to my will and cheer. Shouting out Brooklyn, Brownsville in here. Told me about drugs, guns, and stealing gear. And I'm proud of that. Now I'm proud of this. I was down in the struggle, now I'm out of this. And if you notice me, I don't fuck with y'all. I don't even really wish good luck to y'all. I'm just dropping off records for you to buy. And on every mixtape, I'm a shooter guy. Cause he sound like me. Wait, I got a better one. He did a song with a dude who ain't down with me. And I size up guys and judge him on the strength of his whip. Costs more than the car I drive. I fuck a black actress and put her on blast. And write a song about how I put it in a. This is me. Like me or love me or not. This is me. Hungry and thug in the block. This is me. Like me or love me a lot. I'm just dropping off records. I need you to shop. This is me. Like me or love me or not. This is me. Hungry and thug in the block. This is me. Like me or love me a lot. I'm just dropping off records. I need you to cop. Right, it's all about the Benjamins. Gotta get money. And really, I ain't even trying to disrespect Puffy. Who I represent is the worst of the dialects. And my people poison. I don't care about the side effects. 316 Podcast. Mike Barker. Chuma Chuma. Keith Crawford. Jeff McCoy. Recently single, ladies. Breaking news.
Welcome to the show. And Chuma
said off the air, could you repeat what is Jeff wearing today?
He is wearing gray sweatpants, ladies.
Holla back.
I got license. I do what I want. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Simply complicated.
Are you gonna get back in, or you gonna sit back for a minute and breathe? You got any
I'm
plans?
I'm gonna coast and build, man. I mean, you know, I got tree jobs. I got tree jobs.
But so. You had some standbys on. You had some standbys that was waiting to get a deal, right? You have no standbys.
The DMs never stopped. I just didn't answer them. I will continue not to answer them. I'm good. I'm working on me.
Do you guys know?
I'm living my best life. I'm working on me. I'm about to get some UGG boots.
I'm not going back.
I'm get some UGG boots and a scarf.
Yeah, I know about the 80-year-old lady that's crushing on Jeff.
Ooh, big shout out, Big Deb. Hey, little mama. She got 3 Facebooks and hit me up on all.
It is cougar season.
Oh shit!
It's what season?
Cougar season.
Oh man, right? Cougar.
I'm considering.
It's like a saber-toothed tiger.
Are you cougaring?
I'm considering.
Are you looking?
I need a strong back.
You about to go get your young girl.
Oh, she's so strong. No.
That's my line. That is my line.
No. See, y'all, how y'all think? To move, you know, I move a lot of equipment. I need somebody that can
move a lot of equipment.
You know, I got my own portable business. So
Chuma calls her legs equipment.
And then you say your back is strong.
My back is strong. But you, look.
You see how y'all professionally.
Ooh, man, I'm but, messy today.
Like, you can breathe.
I'm here for all of it.
I don't think I'm going to get, I'm not going to get back out there. I mean, and especially in today's day and age, I think I might have missed the wave on how people date, you know, with your Tinders and your Bumbles and Matches and all of that madness. I'm not for it. Like, that shit's cool for the hookup, it seems like, but people are really trying to build steady, you know, the profound relationships on any Twitter fingers.
Any disqualifiers, like my next girlfriend will not blank.
Be unmelanated.
Wow! Oh. This
but again, it's complicated. But again, it's complicated. It's complicated. But anyway,
let's
welcome back. Welcome back.
Let's keep for those of you that can't see Key, could we just expose you a little bit?
Yeah.
We're gonna take some photos, but her shirt says
Melanin Monroe.
which is a great phrase. And right on time. You got anything else to say about that, Jeff? Why is that a declaration? Anything?
It's where I'm at on my journey right now, I guess. I mean, you know.
I mean, we've had conversations.
Yeah,
I need
relatability. So.
You seem like you co-signed that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's one of his closest friends, you know what I mean? And some of the conversations that we've had, regardless of how much you can empathize with the situation, it's not the same as being able to sympathize with the situation. Exactly. So, like, you can be for me in the things that are happening, but for you to not truly understand is an issue. And we know how he feels about, you know, topics that are related and pertain to us. And so to have a partner that can only kind of be there for the ride but not really experience it has to be difficult.
About it, yeah.
And not even if being nonchalant. Like, I'm pretty sure she legitimately cared a lot about the things that he would say, but you're not in that space. She'll never be able to understand.
But, you know, my son, he dated a girl in, you know, in Pennsylvania, and she, where they were, which was in the mountains, you know, it was a little bit harder for him to maneuver and function up there. And she just didn't understand. Like, I don't get your problem, basically.
She was European.
Yes. Yes, and she was like, it's not that hard. Like, life is not this hard, what you're assuming or making it to be. And he's like,
but it
you
is.
Would never understand right. Because everybody here looks like you. You know what I'm saying? When I went to visit my son, you know, he is like the only black person in that neighborhood. And they had signs posted up, get rid of the drug dealer, and had it pointing at my son's house. You know what I'm saying? So they just assuming that he's a drug dealer because he's very dark skinned, you know? So this is what he had to live with every day. And she's like, but you don't want to hang out with my friends. And even when I went up there and her dad came in the house, my son dropped his head when he was, and I'm like, pick your head up. Mm. And I'm talking to her dad like, yes, I'm Chuma. How you doing? He has a mother. He has a family. So just so you thought that he
ain't no
just,
get out happening here.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, I am very tender around this subject. I have friends of mine. I have a close friend. And, you know, these stories that I've heard about this, it's just very unsettling when things can turn a little bit dark. And I just feel for my brothers. And I don't really have too much of an opinion on which way a brother goes. I just know when I could see that a brother got it right. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's glaring that, you know, not in your case, but sometimes it's glaring that the brother just didn't get it right. And, you know, and I feel a little bit bad about that sometimes. I have some stories about this. Maybe I'm shy about going into it. But if we was to say any other disqualifier other than can't be non-melevated, my next girlfriend will not blank. Listen to this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to, yeah. Well, not listen to this podcast. Because God knows. I don't know. I will not. My next girlfriend will not.
That's fine. We got the first answer. Was
Nag, yeah, get on my nerves, because we know, you know.
I mean, that's all going to happen anyway. I'm a special kind of dude, like, you're going to get on my nerves.
I'm learning to just be quiet. As much as I want to say something, I'm going to be quiet.
I think quietness is so underrated. So underrated. It's
if
so
I got
useful.
Something to say, I'm going to say it.
I hear that too.
I have learned, and I am learning, because I'm so aggressive, according to all the men on earth. Just be quiet.
You sometimes. Mean quiet? You mean like docile? Like
right? Like what do you mean? Like
because you know what? I guess everything is not meant to be said. Like I don't have to That's draw true. Everything to your attention because if you're doing it, you already know. I don't have to point it out. You know, and I think. Me, I'm the type of person like, look, you doing so and so, so you know you doing that. Now, if that's what you need to do to function, then I think when you're dealing with people, we have the ability to fall in love or fall in light with a person that moment, but try to change them in the process to suit us without us having to change. And I'm learning I've been very unfair in that aspect. Like, look, I need you to stop smoking cigarettes when you had a cigarette in your hand when I met you. You know what I'm saying? But all of a sudden now I'm trying to mold you into this perfect in my vision of what you should be. But I just want to be who I am. See, love me.
My next girlfriend will not be in love with my potential as much as they are in love with me.
Wow. Well put. We'll take a pause and we'll come back after this break. It's the 316 Podcast.
So I told Shorty, yo, we get taken to the spot, but we never really made it out the back parking lot. Gripped me on the hip, then she bit me on the lip, said, fuck that, we could get a quickie on the strip. That's what I call sex in the city, getting drunk at the bar. Take a late ride out under the stars, give it to me right on the trunk of the car. Came with the condoms under her bra, spur of the moment. Like you deserve to get what you want when you want it. Animal instinct, eat, drink, fuck, give a damn what your friends think. We bankrupt,
now some of these niggas tonight that can't.
All right, moving on.
We got one more? I'm going to run out of here in 9 minutes.
I know. Can you tell me what the acronym CRAFT stands for? Anyone? CRAFT. CRAFT. Anybody? I guess not. Jeff, the floor is yours. What's the last topic? You gonna say this, or you want me to share me and Marco's story?
Oh, what are we talking about? Who should not be named?
Yeah, I mean, or the idea of do you respond to stuff like this going forward in general, and if so, how?
No, you can always get that smoke. You can always get that smoke, but I'm not going to breathe any power into this conversation. I think maybe we should go into our missing panelist and you and his situation.
All right. Key, anything to add on that?
No.
All right.
I still got bitches that smack bitches.
You are putting energy into the situation.
Now the audience don't.
This is what I was trying to avoid.
See, the audience, now they don't know why you said that. And if they're listening, they're curious.
Don't worry about it. Remember how we was talking about minding your business sometime? This is one of those times. Mind your business. Stop.
Put your Google Pixel earbuds down.
I feel really, really incomplete about that.
I got shooters.
That's how you feel.
Because hey, sometimes stuff goes on in the world, and everybody needs to know. Outside of that situation, I feel like everybody needs to know that I got shooters. Like, that's all.
Would you stop it?
But why? Oh. People, this is what... All right. Pardon me, Keith, for making you upset. I do it once a week. But if I'm sitting home listening, and I'm saying, well, Jeff is a well-rounded individual. You know,
is he,
like
though?
Seems like a good-hearted. He comes from a nice mom. We met his dad. What in the world happened to make this peace-loving brother want to send out
that's BS, a cold red? Anybody who listens to this show know he always catching that smoke from somebody. He always getting an attitude shot his way from somebody. Jeff always got some mess going on. It was Jeff being Jeff. Was the situation a little wrong? Yeah. The girl said something she had no business saying, but it's Jeff. Like, no. It's all Jeff. Right. It's Jeff doing what Jeff do.
All right. Well, then listen. I can defer to her. Yo, Key is so strong. I really love when you're here, by the way. Wait till you read my letter.
Chuma, from outside. Yes. From the outside looking
in. And Chuma knows what happened.
Yeah, Chuma knows what happened. So while we're speaking about this unnamed thing.
I don't know, because I got a little gangster in my history. So, you know, I'm still kind of there a little bit. I'm kind of feeling the SmackDown.
Chuma, one of my shooters. But, that's what I mean.
Yeah, like, I mean, yo, sometimes it comes to that. Like, everybody think and expect that everybody should humble. We don't live in a humble world. It's just not that way. That's not everybody's design. I'm a warrior by trait, I'm a warrior by birth, and I'm a warrior by right. That's just how I carry it. You know, so quite naturally, I'm going to see it from a warrior standpoint. I'm not the, you know, turn out the cheek or let's work this thing out. Okay, take it there, we might have to go there. I mean, I'm not saying I'm right, I'm not saying I'm wrong, but that's just my view and my perspective.
My view on this is this, and we talking about warriors and all this and shooters, you're not supposed to talk about the moves you make. So if you're going to handle the situation, if she going to catch that smoke, let her catch that smoke. But we shouldn't be recording it. That's where I'm at with it. I think y'all missing my point.
No, but we're good, though. We're good. It was funny.
I shouldn't even be addressed. Why even give her, like, we've already dedicated, 2 minutes to this already.
I just think it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute. Like, I think it's cute at this point.
With who she is as an individual, I truly feel like we're giving her, like, so she can be like, hey,
two things about that, all right? The first thing is I feel a little bit of responsibility because when I saw the comments, it landed on my ears really harsh and I felt something. And
my comments?
No, when her I saw comments. Her comments.
Okay.
And so I'm feeling like, yo, a jolt of pain went through me. I'm feeling like, well, maybe this caused my brother a little bit of pain as well. And I'm sort of responsible because we didn't vet it as well.
Radio edit. Let's move on.
Right.
We speaking too much power into this conversation. Right,
me and Marco.
You and Marco. Marco, dealing with a couple of health issues, has been in and out of the hospital, recently, last word we heard, he is doing fine. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
Third time's a charm. Maybe it's time to reexamine your situation and how you live in your life, my brother. But we will touch on that on another point in time. But as of recent, and the long-standing brotherhood that Marco and Mike have had together, there's been a little thunder in paradise.
Oh, man. Mine is five.
Understandably so. Understandably so.
I'm texting them both of them.
Because, you know, Marco is, quote, unquote, the nigga that you love to hate. And I think he lives up to his full potential from time to time.
Yo.
So, you want to explain what happened?
Well,
are you still mad about the Thunder in Paradise thing?
Yeah, I'm definitely not happy about that. I'm coming back to that. But, yeah, you know, I apologize because Marco is Marco. Y'all know him. Y'all know him. But Mike's got to be Mike. And, you know, no matter what's going on in the exterior, I have a standard set of my interior. And my standard is, you know, I'm just a G like that. I'm not gonna really, you know, raise my voice and shit like that, which you know, very rarely happens. But it happened. You know, and you know, Marco was wrong. You know, he broke some rules.
But you know, Marco kind of lives in his own standards, and I think a lot of it is. This is something. I don't think he draws the line between, yes, this is something that we are all choosing to do as a collective, but the word work is a noun as well as a verb. Marco doesn't necessarily always want to put the work in.
Exactly.
To be a part of this movie.
And see, if for those of you who don't know, we had a very special guest, you'll be exposed to that interview shortly. Hannah Bowman from Fear Us Women, the Canadian lady that volunteered to go fight ISIS in Syria, and they're making a full-length Hollywood film about her, as well as the documentary. She joined us on the podcast, and we were having audio issues because she didn't have Wi-Fi or what have you. And while I'm trying to figure that out, I got, you know, somebody tapping me on the shoulder because they want to run downstairs and go get a beer. And I felt like, come on, dog, read the room. I'm really locked in trying to do something here. And then later on, Marco did another violation, which is small. This is a lot of things added up. This is small, but this is a sort of pet peeve of mine. You talk about things you shouldn't do when you're over 40. We driving down the block, and he reaches over and blows my horn. Tell me why. Key, why? Why did he do that?
Because Marco doesn't turn that off. I'm sorry, I'm not key. But Marco does not turn off Marco.
Because there was a girl in her little jogging pants taking her little afternoon run that had a little shape on her. So Marco blows my horn.
At the girl.
Pause. Like, dog, I thought we graduated from seventh grade.
If it ain't tied down, right? He said, you better watch your fish when I come to y'all. That's what he says. These are Marco's words. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of those who've ever wondered and listened to this podcast, if Marco was this character that Mr. Valencia was portraying for the airways, please understand that he is in no way, shape, or form not who he is.
He is not putting on
all
airs.
The time. These are not ploys for entertainment. This is not just him acting out. This is Marco all day, every day. We hope you get well. We will see you soon.
Chuma, real quick, you remember the first time you met Marco?
Yes.
What did you take from that experience?
You were his keeper. I remember that night, y'all came to the shop. We all went to see a band. He couldn't get in because he had on jogger pants. But it was just like babysitting, pretty much. So Mike had to leave early because he had to take Marco home because he didn't have on the proper attire. And I think he was out there getting into it with security or something. So it was just my first introduction.
Key, what do you remember about your first run-in with Marco?
He was just loud and drunk and all over the place.
And yeah, he did have a beer in his hand. He did do that.
All right, let me ask y'all this because this is honest. When y'all met Marco, did it lower your expectations of me? Like, yo, if Mike hangs with him, does this affect Mike?
No.
Does it reflect
on
me?
Absolutely
not. No. He's definitely he's the Waldo to your Eddie Wizard.
But I run with two undesirables, man. Keep met a couple of my friends.
Oh, yeah. What was that dude that was all in my head?
Oh, was it Raven? Shout out to Raven. No, I missed that, bro. That's
but
my
you
dude.
You know what, though? It's funny that you said undesirable. I attract every crackhead and alcoholic that exists, but it's because when I look at them, I look at them like they're a man. Hey, how you doing? I smile and I greet them. I don't treat them any different than anybody else. So they always gravitate back towards me. They have...
Because they feel like they can have a conversation with you. You're going to treat them like a human being.
Everybody's human. You know, everybody have their things going on. You don't know what the story is. So you don't mistreat them on sight. Right. So that could be why you got the undesirables, because you have that understanding and that openness.
Or he been covering it up and he been one of them all along.
Uh-oh.
Well, is it time to shut this thing down? Because now I'm starting to wonder about my place in the world. Right away, Mike ain't holding up a role.
Hey, let the healing begin.
Pick up a copy of Voiceless, the Journal of an Underground Starving Artist. There's many undesirables in this book. Shout out to Sunny Knight, Sunny Knotts, Tone Capone, and the rest of the squad.
While you're copping that book, make sure you get a copy of Daddy's Dream.
Daddy's Dream by my brother Kevin Anderson. Excellent read. I put my stamp on it. Read the review.
My manifesto will be out soon.
Cool.
Cop that.
Cool. And I'm working on the children's book. So
along with my mixtape.
Key, what you working on?
Marco's, Mike's mixtape.
I'm trying to make it through midterms. Everybody got all these cool things. I'm trying to, like, not eat noodles for 2 weeks straight and make it through midterms.
Yo,
like,
that's an accomplishment.
Get a couple home-cooked meals.
Not eat noodles, huh?
I eat so many noodles.
Pasta, huh?
No, like literally ramen noodles.
Wow.
Shout out to Ramen Noodles.
Look, y'all been holding the girl down.
They say many lives. They say many lives.
It's not just for prison anymore.
I remember they used to be 10 to the pack. You remember that, Mike?
Yes.
Y'all might not.
I remember. Well,
I mean, the case was like less than $2.
Yeah.
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 Hey.
Y'all ever made swoles outside of jail?
My son makes them all the time.
Like at home?
Yeah.
That's a violation.
They love it, though.
That's a clear violation. I feel like you should not make swoles unless you're incarcerated.
I think I kind of made a swole yesterday.
On accident?
Like, are you accidentally playing the whole prison meal? Yeah. It was like, I was throwing everything in the pot. I'm like, look, let's throw them.
Hey, any gentleman out there who would like to take Key out to dinner so she could eat something better than ramen noodles, just inbox me and we'll see where it goes from here.
Betting. Okay.
After she busts you down, though, because you're not going to get that action.
Don't take her to Denny's.
I need you to send me your best swole recipe. We're gonna compare them on the show.
Sometimes.
I don't respond to DMs. Somebody going to have to vet for me.
Sometimes you got to go to Denny's and sometimes you got to eat it.
On that note, this has been the Street 16 podcast. From all of us to all of you, like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next one. Pause.
Colin Kaepernick to the Giants.
Lord.
You are now listening to the Street 16 podcast.